to be honest, I'd sold. Like, I am that market. I'm the market that would go to the big ball yard. I would 100%.
That's, yeah, I'm very into that stuff.
Let's just jump right into it, because Atticus is at peace right now. I'm here with Moet Jaswal and Red Jefferson. This is the news you can't lose. News you can't lose with Loser Lee's Wrestling Crew. And I already said it, but I'm going to say it again. My name is Red Jefferson. I'm here with
Moet Jaswal.
Moet Jaswal. And?
Hit it. And Atticus in my lap.
And Atticus.
Our mascot, Atticus.
Yeah, this is our trios tag team. We're going to go for the title belts one day in AAA, but not today. Did you hear those rhymes I just busted?
Yeah, no, you're doing great. I'm feeling many rhymes
in
this intro. Yeah.
Many rhymes. Too many, one would say. This is the news between January 31st and February 6th. All right, right at the top of the docket. This is more just details on what we already know. WWE Network moving over to Peacock. We know this. There will be no rewinds or pausing during live TV. During live TV. So, like, you know, if you're watching a pay-per-view, you need to go to the bathroom, you could pause it, come right back, and it just goes from where you were. There's none of that when you're going to Peacock.
You could do that on the network? Yeah, you could do that on the network. Can you...
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out why that's such a big deal. Is it just because we're used to not... We're used to being able to pause now? Yeah.
Yeah, we're used to the freedom. And it really doesn't matter. I don't know why I wrote that down, because I care so little about that feature.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm just like, how do we stretch this out?
But I'm sure our Canadian fans, love to hear it. And we have a lot of news, so we don't need to stretch anything today. We don't need to stretch
fair.
Anything.
All right. Well, good start. It's a good start, Red. Yeah. I appreciate knowing that you can't stop the... Yeah, because what if I didn't know, and I was stuck watching WrestleMania, had to pee, then it would be miserable, you know?
That's
anxiety
all I
attack.
Ever wanted to hear. Thank you so much, Moet. This is a good... We're doing great. This trios tag team is working great for the news. Here we go. CM Punk to play Stephen Amell's rival on Starz' heels. So CM Punk is going to be in the new series, the Starz Heels series with Stephen Amell, and he's going to be a bad guy, but he's going to be in the ring. He's going to be wrestling in the show, which is fun.
Wow. And he gets to
be an actor wrestling. Yeah.
That's great. That's the best use of him right now.
It's very healthy.
He's not a great actor. But he's just starting out, you know, so I don't want...
Wasn't he good in that one horror movie you told me about? Or no?
It's like Girl on the Third Floor, I think it's called.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. People like it. It's not my thing. I think he was very, he's famous and he's got a crazy, muscly body, you know, for an actor. Normal for pro wrestler, so I think he looks pretty ridiculous in the movie, you know, as trying to be like an everyman guy, but he's like jacked, you know, and I don't know.
Sure.
It's just a very, very awkward acting, but
you don't
like
think
first
that he
big
was
role, I'm pretty sure
he looked good in those trailers, I'll tell you that much.
That's right.
He looked real good in the trailer.
That's what I mean. Yeah, you mean his acting abilities or his
his acting ability, his like,
oh,
his like
God,
intense
no,
look,
I,
or,
I
like,
was just
scared into the distance like, what? No.
Okay. Yeah, maybe I'm being too harsh on him. Maybe, I don't know.
We're going to have to do a Loser Lee's Wrestling real review. We have to do a strict review of CM Punk and the new Starz' heels. We're gonna dig them apart. We're going to rip them to pieces.
Yeah.
I think that's the next logical step. Next step, moving on. Cesaro, his contract is coming up after Mania. And at first, when I first wrote this down, I was all excited about it because I'm just like, this is your time. This is your time to shine, baby. Move on over to AEW and get that sweet, sweet whatever they give him. I don't care what they have. But apparently he's already agreed to a handshake deal, so it hasn't been finalized, but to stay with WWE. Moet, why would Cesaro stay with WWE? Give me two good reasons.
He's a company man. He's been there for years now. Maybe a decade? I don't know. He's been there for a very long time. He's comfortable. Plus, I think his wife... Or partner, she's in WWE as well, so you got that going for
Who's
him.
His partner?
And
Moet. You gotta throw around these claims, you better have some data to back it up. This is the news. This is the news you can't lose. You want them to lose this news up in Canada?
I didn't want to say
we
it.
We love you Canadian
I didn't
fans.
Say
Moet's
it.
Canadian.
Yeah.
I'm just letting
I didn't
know.
Really want to say it, but you know. It's me.
You're not on the roster.
No, I am. I'm secretly on the roster, and I'm secretly dating Cesaro.
What
I'm
trying to say, though, Moet, is that I feel very sad that he's such a company man, and he's so loyal to WWE, and I feel like haven't returned him in kind. He makes money, though. Who's his partner? Who do you got?
I was just trying to mess around for time, but it's Sarah Del Rey. Sarah Amato, she's
I know Sarah Del Rey.
I think she's still a trainer right now for the women's side on NXT, I guess.
I guess it makes sense then, but like, man, because not to bring up Brody Lee, but I feel like he's in a similar boat to Cesaro, where they're just keep sidling him in tag teams and kind of neglecting the fact that they're really special. And I would just love to see Cesaro move over to AEW, become that James Bond character that he's destined to be. Just this cooler superhuman, comes out with a suit, rips it off. I miss that. I miss
him.
Oh
God, no, for sure. I am on your side. I think he's one of my favorite wrestlers in general. He just doesn't get to show. He's like Ricochet. He's similar to Ricochet, Aleister Black. These guys, like, he could be one of the top performers in the world if he wasn't in WWE. But he seems happy there. He did a really great match with Daniel Bryan on SmackDown yesterday.
Oh, I missed it.
He won. Spoilers.
No.
Spoilers. He won. Yeah, okay. He won clean in the middle of the ring. I think they do this with him every, like,
yeah, they
I don't
do,
know,
yeah. Every 2 years.
Every 2 years or so.
Every 2 years, they come to a conclusion. They're like, wait a second. We're sleeping on Cesaro. And then they give him something, and then they realize how comfortable Cesaro is, and they just fall asleep on Cesaro. They continue to sleep on him for another 2 years because they know he's not going to leave, and he does everything perfectly, and every time they ask it, he does it. So why would they give him
a
push?
You should see that match.
I'm gonna watch it right after this.
Yeah, he gets a nasty cut on the back of his head and just starts bleeding on Daniel Bryan, and it gets a little disturbing for a bit.
You don't need to sell me more than this, Moen. I'm already on board. Bleeding on Daniel Bryan, shaking his head, loving it.
Let's all watch this after the podcast.
Yeah, we're gonna watch that all after the podcast. Moving on, the Royal Rumble this past Sunday, and the winners Edge and Bianca Belair won the Rumbles respectively. This is the oldest man's Rumble in history.
Ooh.
Did you know this?
Okay. No, but it's not surprising. Yeah.
The only wrestlers under 30 were Otis and Dominic Mysterio.
Oh, wow. That is surprising.
The only ones under 30.
Oh.
Isn't that fun?
Wow. What are your thoughts on that? How do you feel?
In all honesty, I thought it was a great Rumble. I was pleased with the Rumble. I have no real complaints besides the fact that I didn't want Edge to win.
My
thing is, I don't care how old they are, as long as it's like a good fun time, and I had a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
That's my conclusion.
But does it say anything about does it say anything about a shift in where wrestling is going, or maybe where WWE is going by like holding on to like more established talent that are now in their 30s now that kind of grinded it out in their 20s, or am I overthinking it? Are those performers just in NXT?
I feel comfortable if the majority, I don't know the exact numbers, but if the median age in here was like 32, 33, you know, somewhere in that ballpark, I think that's a great place to be. I think in your 20s with wrestling, you're still kind of, you know, cutting your teeth and you need to have your ego smashed a little bit. Once you're in your 30s, there's a certain level of responsibility and thoughtfulness that I think wrestlers become their best selves when they're in their 30s. I really, truly believe that. Every wrestler that I've ever appreciated, like, they had their best work in their mid-30s, honestly. You know?
I think you could say that about pretty much every art form, really.
You're right.
I could be wrong about that, maybe. I'm just thinking, like, you could still create great work when you're younger, but you really mature and figure it out in your 30s, 40s, onwards.
Mm-hmm. I think it's when you come out hot, but then you fizzle out. WWE doesn't want, you know, those 20-somethings that just start out, you know, and they're really gung-ho, but they can't last 5-6 years, you know? When you're in your 30s, you already know you've been in this for a while, and you're going to still be in this for a while. So it's almost like also a respect thing, you know?
Yeah, it's like Will Ospreay. It's reminding me of him. I don't know how old he is. I think he's like 27 now or something. But when he was like 22 and 23, he was doing all these like super dangerous moves. That's his style. And he was talking about that. That was like hot in the news for a bit of how he just said that he just wanted to do the best pro wrestling possible. And he didn't really care about how dangerous it was and how many, you know, neck bumps he was taking and all the, and these like older wrestlers, that were like, no, seriously, you need to stop. You need to change your style or you're not going to go past 30. And he's like, well, I don't care. I don't care if I go past 30, but he changed his style up and he's doing great now. So
good. Yeah. We all love Will Ospreay. And you got to change your style sometimes. Daniel Bryan did. Daniel Bryan's doing great too. I can't wait to see this match against Cesaro. Moving on here. Now, this has been a long time coming, Moet. Long time coming. Our great friend and frequenter of the news you can't lose, Lars Sullivan, has officially been released from the WWE. Which I want to say is... I have mixed feelings on it. Because the reasoning for it kind of made me feel a little sad. That he had like real bad anxiety attacks and anxiety issues that caused him to miss shows. And I'm not going to excuse any of his behavior in the past, in regards to, his homophobic statements, some, I think Islamophobic statements, and then his harassing of a yoga instructor on Instagram. I'm not going to excuse any of that, but he obviously is dealing with some mental health issues, and I'm glad that he recognizes that he shouldn't be in wrestling. I'm glad that he's realizing that that's not a good place for his head to be. And I hope he gets further help.
You have a very sweet outlook on humanity.
Just when it comes to mental illness, when there's a recognition that like someone's like, someone does terrible things. And I like, obviously there's levels and degrees, but when they're like, I have a problem and I have a mental illness. I need to fix it. I need to work on it. I don't give them a pass, but I give them a attaboy. Give them an attaboy.
Because if his anxiety stems from the pushback to all the sexism, racism, homophobia, then fuck him. You know? I don't care how anxious he gets. He should be changing this horrible behavior. Mm-hmm. But maybe I'm just a jerk. I don't know.
I know. I think that the anxiety things were going on for a while. I think before WWE, he's been saying that he's been dealing with mental health issues, which I think, you know, when people are dumb and scared, they say dumb and scared things. And I would love for all of our MAGA friends to be going to see a therapist because they're not like they just got to figure out why they're so angry. That's what they got to do is figure out what's making them so angry. And Lars Sullivan, he's had a lot of health issues with acromegaly. He has, you know that he has acromegaly.
What is that?
Gigantism.
Oh.
So, like, he's going to have, like, a shorter lifespan, and he's known that since... So, he's got, like, a lot of things going on. No excuses. I just want him to get help and hopefully stay out of wrestling forever. Knock on wood.
Hmm. He's known that since he was a kid? That would give me a lot of anxiety.
Yeah, well, since he was it turns out in your teens, like you start realizing there's an issue when you start hitting puberty and then you start like getting huge. His thing was his head, hands and feet. So
you ever
like
see the
you
movie...
look
at... Or wait, what's or... up? No, if no, you look at his saying... hands.
He just has big heads, seen... hands and feet. He has big heads and heads and feet.
All right, great. I'm just going to bring up the movie Jack, you know, with Robin Williams. You ever seen that movie?
Yeah, that's like acromegaly,
100%. Well, no, it's the opposite, where the aging thing, but that part where he's just like, you know, am I going to be like, what do you want to be when you grow up? And he's just like, alive. Isn't that the part? Isn't that what happened?
Sure, that's very what they sad. Do. I love that movie. That's the first movie I saw in theaters. That was the first movie I saw in theaters. Second one was Lion King.
Get out of here.
Wow. For some reason, they took us to Jack, and then they took us to Lion King. And Jack's sad.
Jack is heavy.
A sad movie. Jeez,
that must have really warped your viewpoint of movie theaters.
I love them. I absolutely love them. I think that actually helped with my love for movie theaters because I saw something so drastically different. You know? Moving on. We got more. And this is something you're excited about, Moet. You already talked about it a little bit on AEW, the woos and whats. But we've got Kenta showing up on AEW Dynamite. What does this mean, Moet? You know more about this than I. What does this mean for the world of wrestling?
Oh my god. So Kenta's appearing again next week. He's in a match with Kenny Omega against Jon Moxley and that other guy. What's his name? Oh boy.
Booker T.
The big guy. Big tall guy. Ah, everybody dies. What's the guy's
Jake
name?
Jake Hager.
No, everybody dies. No, Lance Archer.
Come on. No, because I'm pretty sure Lars Sullivan said that to the yoga instructor. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, okay, fine, fair. It's so I'm most excited currently. So what it means is the door is open. We can get New Japan working with AEW now, with Impact, and we'll see where it goes from there. That means so what I heard was it was because Jon Moxley is the champ and New Japan still wants, or he's the US champ for New Japan, mm-hmm. to be more specific. And New Japan wants to continue working with Jon Moxley, so AEW is able to strike a deal. And that was one of the major reasons how this even was brought up. That and their former president, Harold Meachy, he left in about October. And apparently he was very strict on not working with U.S. companies. But since he left in about October or so, and Moxley is a champ, that was enough leverage to start this relationship. This
going. And I think it's great.
And so...
it's very exciting.
So we got a lot of Bullet Club news going around with it. Mm-hmm. Like, all the Bullet Club members are just talking, tweeting about it constantly. So I feel like that's going to be happening in some form or fashion. Jay White coming over.
What are you most excited for? What is the potential thing that you're most excited for? The one potential thing from this merger that you're really excited about?
Naito coming over. I want to see what that's like, him and his faction coming over into AEW.
That's a video we should maybe do.
Oh, they're so good. They're so good. Yeah. He does this thing with his eye. Do you know about that, where he opens his eye up? No. It's hard to explain. Well, so his whole thing, so it's I hesitated to say his name, their name, because I felt like I can't say it, but Los Ignorables Digipan. So I think I screwed it up completely. That's why I didn't want to say it.
We're trying our best.
Yeah, but the SparkNotes version of what his whole thing is that he went to Mexico. They do excursions. The Japanese wrestlers, they go, like, learn in different countries, learn new styles. So Okada learned in America at one point. He was an Impact at one point, you know. And Naito went to Mexico. And in Mexico, they all made fun of him for racial slurs with his eyes, you know. So he would do the eye thing as a way to get back at them. As a way of, like, I don't care, and it was to attack the fans, essentially. That. Yeah, yeah. And then before he left New Japan, this is like 5 or 6 years ago, he was trying to be like almost like the ace of the company, like kind of equivalent of like John Cena, just like real goody two shoes type of guy. And nobody cared. And so when he came back, he did the exact opposite, where he purposely moved very slowly to the ring. He wore a full suit. He still wears a full suit to the ring, and he forces his opponents and the entire fans to watch him take off his jacket, take off his button vest, take off his pants, and get into, like, his ring attire is underneath the suit. But he's just like pushing the barrier of, like, I don't care about the fans. I don't care about you, you know. And he's brilliant. That.
What a great gimmick. I'm excited for it. I'm excited. What's his name? Naito?
Naito, yeah.
Naito.
Tetsuya
Naito.
Naito.
Can't wait for that. More exciting stuff. We're going to be watching AEW Dynamite to see more of it. Exciting. Moving on. Devon, our good friend Devon Dudley, big fan of the show, suffered a stroke back in November. Not good, but he's doing okay now. But for some goodwill, what's your favorite Devon Dudley memory? Anything off the top of your head?
I like that time when he was on the top rope and he said to his best friend, "What's up?" And then he jumped off the top rope and landed on some guy's nutsack with his head in it, and the guy was in a lot of pain. It was very funny.
I remember that one time he did that. Wow, yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's my favorite
Devon Dudley, him versus Eddie Guerrero on SmackDown.
You have a real answer.
Yeah, I had a real answer.
Oh, wow. No, I can't think of any, like, major moment. That's awesome.
it's because there was a thing where Paul Heyman would challenge people to a match against a Dudley, and you never knew which Dudley we're going to get. And so you saw Bubba Ray start to sneak in, and then all of a sudden Devon came in, started beating up Eddie Guerrero, and he gives this neck breaker. Devon Dudley gives this neck breaker when they're sitting on the top rope in, like, a backdrop position, like you're going to go up and give him a super backdrop. He grabs their neck and goes for a neck breaker, it's beautiful. I just always remember that move.
That's good. I like this whole, I guess, like preacher thing, like testify. That whole thing was really cool.
Batista would beat the shit out of you for that. He hated that gimmick.
Oh, really? Oh, why?
Batista, because he was Deacon Batista. He was Deacon Batista, and he was so mad that he had to be Deacon Batista.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Do you remember Deacon Batista?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Google Deacon Batista.
Maybe I do. Deacon, what is a?
Yeah, it's a deacon is like another level of hierarchy in religion. There's like reverends, there's deacons, there's bishops, there's all sorts. I don't know the exact hierarchy where deacon is, but it's less than a reverend.
I do remember this vaguely. I remember the chain, but I didn't know that was his name. Okay,
that was his collection box where they collected money. Moving on, we got more
that's
stuff.
That's not a good look for him.
No, not a good look, and he hated it. He was so upset that he had to have that gimmick. And so don't say you liked Reverend Devon around Batista. You know what's going to happen. Moving on. This is something it's sad. I don't even know anything much about him, but Butch Reed passed away. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about Butch Reed. Do you know anything about Butch Reed?
I know nothing about Butch Reed. But
well, R.I.P. Butch Reed.
Yeah.
R.I.P. 66 years old. Godspeed to his family. And the last bit of news for this afternoon, Moe, it's Britt Baker gets her own action figure.
Oh, woo! Finally,
she is in line for the next action figure. Finally, we have a women's wrestler action figure for AEW. Very excited about that. Britt Baker, she's in a duo box. You have to buy her and Cody at the same time. And she's just like, that's the only way to get Cody's action figure, I guess. That's why they're trying to package it with me. And it was very funny. She's reported that this morning.
That's crazy. There's so many Cody action figures out now. Feels like a lot. Yeah. It was like three.
Yeah, Cody doesn't
like
need
that.
A... Why are they doing an action pack with him as well? I don't know. He shouldn't be in the new series.
Because he owns the company. He gets to do whatever he wants. He gets to have 8 action figures. And that's how
that
goes.
I bet that this one... Did the old one have his gross tattoo?
I don't know.
Because if this new one has it, then I'm like, oh, now I know why. He's like, no, my tattoo is not on the first one. It's already inaccurate.
It's a very
I pinned
tattoo.
It on mine, but that's it. That's it. That's the news you can't lose. And but don't worry. We still got much more going on right now. We got a mailbag. A mailbag from Moet. Moet's mailbag.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Okay, here we go.
Very exciting.
You ready
very
for this?
Stuff. Oh, I'm born I'm ready.
Can't wait. Open it up now. We got the first one, Red. We got the first one. It's Claudia. Claudia from Thousand Oaks. 1,000 Oaks, California.
Oh, rich. Ritzy place.
Yeah, it sounds expensive.
Very expensive.
If Vince could take anyone from AEW, who would he take? Like in a fight? What
no,
does Claudia
I think,
mean?
I think maybe they, Claudia. Oh, well, it could be a fight, honestly. But I think Claudia is trying to say, poorly worded, who would...
Hey,
Vince
relax.
Hire.
All right, it's a,
who would Vince
you do this
hire
every
from?
You do this every week for our trusted. Hey. What if Claudia's secretly from Canada? You know, I know you love the Canadian viewers.
You know, I'm a big Canadian fan. I'm a big fan of all of the Maple Leafs. Big fan of Blue Jays.
We don't know Claudia's story. Yeah, the Blue Jays. Yeah, Toronto.
Yeah. I'm just listing all the Canadian teams I could think of. Those are the two. The Vancouver Avalanche?
Maybe.
I don't know. But I think if Vince could hire anyone from AEW, who would he hire?
Who would he hire? The Young Bucks, I would say. I don't know. That I like trying to decide who would he fight more, to be honest.
Sure.
But who would he hire?
He'd hire Luchasaurus.
Luchasaurus or Wardlow, probably. He likes real big,
Wardlow.
Beefy boys.
Yeah. He looks like Roman Reigns.
But who would he take in a fight? I wonder who would he... He would probably want to fight like Matt Jackson.
He'd mop the floor with both Young Bucks at the same time. Both Young Bucks at him at the same time. He'd choke them and they'd start punching his face and he wouldn't flinch. He'd just hold them as he lowered to the ground.
Well, hold on. When does age play a factor in this? Because...
For
Vince
everyone else,
old.
Yeah, I'm sure Vince would get winded eventually. More
from squeezing
more,
so much.
From squeezing their necks so hard. But I still think there's not a chance that. Well, fine. Maybe both of them at the same time they could take Vince. That's probably, but he beat both of them individually pretty handily.
So Vince by squeezing head to death. That's the your bet.
He'd pop their heads off like a Coca-Cola cap.
Yeah, yeah, that's a great one. That's great. Okay, that's let's. Great. Can Thanks, we move Claudia. On? Do you feel good?
Yeah, oh, yeah, great, I feel Claudia. Great about it.
Greta from Blunkston, Indiana.
Blunkston? What a fucking terrible name. Blunkston.
Hey, what are you doing? What are you, healed out? Come on.
It sounds let's, made up. It sounds like a honor, made up town.
Well, who knows? But let's honor and respect the kind people of Blunkston.
Blunkston.
Like Greta. If y'all could change the AEW title scene completely, who would you choose as your champions? If we could change.
Oh, if we get to choose our own champs? Mm-hmm. Who would be your champion, Moet?
I mean, I'm pretty happy with Kenny Omega right now, but if you want to change it,
Besides Kenny, who do you think you would want with the championship?
Phoenix would be fun, but I think I could see him as like a TNT title guy right now.
Sure.
Penta for world title. Oh, Penta would be pretty cool. Bring back Lucha Underground, Penta. A real fucking terror across the whole scene. Oh, that would be the best.
I would really like a Jungle Boy champ. Jungle Boy champ.
I would like that too. I think that'd be a fun. But I guess
seems a little out there because he's probably going to be a one-off champ when he is one. Hopefully he's not. But like, I would like to see Jungle Boy. I like the idea of the Jurassic Express at the top, and I kind of enjoy that look.
But I agree. But I guess what is Greta really getting at here? Is it who do we think deserves it, or where does the like what kind of matches could come from this? What kind of storylines could come from this? Because Jungle Boy, the build up to him becoming champ, I'm very excited for. I see that happening in maybe 2 years or I don't know, way down the line. But
I don't see it being a heel Jungle Boy with his demonic dragon. Like, because he's no longer a dinosaur, he becomes a dragon at one point. Cut off the horns.
That's,
now he's a dragon,
and
now he's ruling over AEW with his dragon accompaniment and his little court jester Marco Stunt, and they refuse to let go of power. He's called Jungle King.
This isn't Jungle King. He's a jungle man now.
He's a jungle man. Good. But Jungle Man is pretty good. But that's my booking of it.
Okay, I don't understand the medieval thing that just occurred there with a court jester and everything, but I'm into it.
Moet? He became evil.
Well, yeah, but then how do they travel to the... I don't know. I just didn't see them in that time frame.
Are you trying to find the logic?
Correct, yeah, yeah. I have to.
So a boy and his dragon, who are millions of years apart, a man and his dinosaur, millions of years apart already. They never encountered each other. There's never been a time where a Jungle Boy has ever encountered a dinosaur, except
we don't know
in AEW.
That. We don't know that for sure.
We 100%
we do,
actually.
No,
yeah,
we don't.
We know that.
No.
Yeah, because they were millions of years apart. The dragons were way, way dead before man came about.
Well,
way, way dead. Yeah.
What about hold on. Serious question. What about like gorillas? Do gorillas King Kong?
Know.
Did he? Was he?
I don't think
the
there was
dinosaur?
Any. I don't know.
Primates.
That's a good question, Moet. Let's ask our fans. Send us an email, loserleavespod at Gmail, and let us know if giant gorillas ever faced off with dinosaurs. Because
I could see a little monkey holding hands with the T-Rex or something. You know, I could see that being a... This is stupid. All right, let's move on.
Moving on.
Next up is...
I could see a little monkey holding hands with a dinosaur. I want to finish that thought, Moet.
Cross-eyed for a second. Yoshijiro from Teaneck, New Jersey. Pretty sure. Yoshijiro just said NJ, so I assume that's New Jersey.
Yes.
Yoshijiro asks, hold on, you're not going to make fun of Teaneck? Teaneck isn't... That's a real place?
No, it's a fine place. Fine place. I was born there.
What are we... Blunkston?
I was born in Teaneck.
It's fine to be ridiculed. Blunkston.
I'm sorry.
But Teaneck. You're
dry
fine with
heaving
Teaneck.
From that name. But Teaneck's
you're
pretty
born
good.
In...
Pretty good.
Wait, did you say you were born
I was born in Teaneck. Born in Teaneck, New Jersey.
Well, that's some prejudice right there. You're of course.
Well, I didn't choose this. Yoshihiro is the one who mailed us.
Sure, sure. All right. So what is the most impressive looking strike style finisher? Ooh.
Oh.
I like this question. That's a good question.
It's a good question. Good question, Yoshihiro.
Again, I think maybe Kenny's just on my mind, but he's the first I think of the V trigger. But when New Japan shoots the V trigger, because the guy's on the ropes, kind of like how the 619 is filmed, you know, where the guy's on the ropes and the camera's like right in the guy's face, and then you just see Kenny run to the other side of the ropes and just like blast him in the back of the head. Mm-hmm. It's very dynamic and very cool looking. AEW doesn't do that for some reason. I don't know why.
Just still working on like the camera that work.
Maybe they're still, yeah, maybe because of the one side of the ring is like the entrance ramp and they can't really move, or I don't know.
But, NJPW has been doing this for decades, you know, like TNT has just started doing wrestling again. They're probably still getting the ropes of how to shoot wrestling well. And you see it every day when they miss spots.
Yeah, and you can tell New Japan really like talks it out beforehand. Like they really try to find the proper angles for the big finishers and stuff. So the signature moves.
Yeah.
But what about you? What do you think is a most impressive strike style finish?
You know what? And this is going to get me some heat, but one of my favorite striking finishers is the clothesline from hell. I love the clothesline from hell. It looks like it hurts really bad, and he lays it in each time. Honestly, I would say the clothesline from hell or Test's Big Boot. Do you remember Test's Big Boot?
Yeah, I know you're a huge fan of Test. Yeah.
Who said I was a huge fan of Test? I am cool with Test. I'm fine with Test. But his big boot, his big boot was pretty, it looked like it hurt.
Good boot.
Looked like it hurt. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You like lariats. You like real hard hitting. Those are fun to watch always. Yeah. At least the old school style where they really like lean into it and whip it. Yeah. Those are good.
Adam Page does a mean lariat too. I really like the buckshot. I didn't like it, but like it's grown on me so much. I think it's a great move. It makes a lot of sense. It's a fun setup. Like, it's a fun thing that he could do. Yeah, and he could do it in a lot of different ways and places, but, like, it's a longer setup for, just a wound-up lariat. Big fan. Big fan of that.
What do you mean he could do it in a lot of different ways and places? He needs to specifically be by the ring.
He could have a barricade. He could have a barricade. Huh? He could have a bar. I can't wait for him to do it off of a bar.
Okay.
You know, drinking, and then he's just like flips over and clotheslines the bartender because he doesn't. He's like, last call was 20 minutes ago. He's just like, well, I ain't done. Flip over, nail him, get arrested. And that's how we move
good
on
point. So,
to
yeah.
the Adam
Page
story.
He just needs an object in front of him to flip over. That makes sense. I didn't think of that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like to see him in an old timey Western saloon where he pulls that off. That'd be cool.
If we were producers, Moet, the things we would do.
Yeah,
we would make it an old timey saloon. He would have his little area in the back that's just an old timey saloon with an old timey, and then Charles the butler is the old timey guy behind the bar that's a bartender spitting in glasses and being like, "What are you having, Paige? What do you have?
Very good.
Hey, Hangman, who'd you buckshot today?"
Oh, that'd be so fun if he paid Miro off to make Chuck
his bartender.
The bartender.
They really fucked up with that whole screwing over. Like, Chuck should still be his bartender, but who knows?
Already over. That feud is done. I mean, they're going to probably keep fighting, but the concept of the butler thing is all over, and they did nothing with it. It's real.
And hell, the wedding's over, and they did nothing with it. The point of a wrestling wedding is for there to be some sort of advancement and storyline from this big moment. Every wrestling thing has that, except for Randy Macho Man and Miss Elizabeth, which was purely ornamental, which was lovely. It was very nice. But they didn't have any sincerity to it, so I was expecting some big turn, but it ended up just being nothing. Ugh, I can't even start.
No, that's not true. They tried. They tried to make a big turn, being that, well, just that the butler is no longer butlering. He is now on the attack, I guess, is the whole plot development. But the thing is, they didn't push, no one cares. They didn't show us any anguish, any, you know, they didn't humiliate Chuck that much. He had to wear a nice suit and look sad, you know? That I think they didn't push it enough to make it feel like a big comeuppance moment.
You're right, but let me put it to you this way, just in terms of Miro, Kip, and Penelope. 2 weeks ago, they were the exact same characters, and they had a wedding coming up. Now, they're the exact same characters, and no more wedding. Like, their characters did not change at all. If Chuck wasn't in the part of the wedding the past 2 weeks, nothing would have been, like,
it's almost as if that just wiped away the 2 weeks, but like for months they've been building up this wedding and we've got no change from it. Their characters are exactly the same.
Wait, well, so what do you think, just quick fantasy booking, like what would you have done to make their characters change? Like what's a, you know, I don't know, first
Mero turn on Kip. Kip turn on Mero. Kip turn on Penelope. Kip turn on Penelope and be like, listen, I realized I don't even want to hear you talk. I don't even like you. I just want to hang out with my best man, Rusev. And then they become this tag team that just wanted to be best friends together. They're the new best friends. Because Chuck and Trent's no longer there. He's just like, well, you know what? I don't want to get married. I just want a best friend. And right in front of Chuck's face, they take vows that they're going to be best friends forever.
Red, you're very good at this. That's a pretty good storyline.
And then you would have a reason. Yeah. Then Chuck's there the entire time being their butler, having to watch these two best friends hug. And he's just like, just shaking, just wanting to hug someone. And then Penelope gets to be a jaded, angry ex-fiance. And she gets to be like a different character. Not even like necessarily, doesn't have to go through the classic trope of being jealous, but maybe someone that's been hurt and been burned. And now she's out for vengeance. And she'll do anything, even work with Charles the butler. There's more. There's
she wears
here.
The wears the wedding. She continues to wear the wedding dress as a reminder of how much pain she's in. She goes to the ring wearing the wedding dress, and it just gets dirtier and dirtier, grosser from not washing. You know, as a symbolic
and it's already a wrestling outfit
of her state of mind. Yeah, I guess they'd have to fix it up a little bit so she can move around more. But yeah, that would be
dirty.
You don't see that
dirty.
Yeah.
The idea of a wrestler in a wedding dress is so fucking cool. This like a demented bride. She's a demented bride that's just like still waiting, and she becomes like obsessed. She becomes obsessed with either vengeance or getting what's hers, which is Kip.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I am annoyed
she
that
loves
Penelope...
him so goddamn much.
Heartbroken. Oof. Yeah.
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 Determined.
Okay, well, yeah, I guess they could have done some different things with that wedding, after all.
Good segue, Willie.
I think you're right.
Excellent segue. Well, hey, is that all the mailbag, Willie?
That's it. We got three real good ones.
Oh, man. This was such a fun day we had. We had so much fun talking about the news and getting excited about what's this coming week. We got an AEW Dynamite with Kenta in the main event that we're all excited about. Well, thank you all so much for watching. We really appreciate all your listening and listening to us. And we've got a new brand spanking new video out right now. Moet has worked painstakingly for the Brody Lee video, highlight video about his last feud with Cody Rhodes. It's really good. It's really good. I got to tell you that. Come check it out. It's at Loser Lee's Wrestling on YouTube. Check out our Instagram, which I will post a picture of today. I'm determined of doing it. Loser Lee's Wrestling. And if you don't review us on your podcast forum, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what you're doing after this podcast. You're probably laughing and have a good time reflecting on the good jokes that Red and Moet said, but you have to go in and review us. That's how we know that we're doing good. And let us know. Let us know if we're doing bad, but only give us 5 stars. Thank you all so much for watching. This is Loser Lee's Wrestling, the news you can't lose. My name is Red Jefferson.
Goodbye, everybody. This is Moet Jaswal.
And Moet, if you were a Looney Tunes character, how would you want the Wile E. Coyote to come at you? How would you want to be trapped by the Wile E. Coyote?
Red, I don't know anymore, man. I can't do these.
This is improv.
What are you doing?
Yes,
I'm having a mental breakdown right now. What? I'm so close. Wile E. Coyote? What am I? Dynamite stick? What's the question?
Dynamite stick! Excellent work! He's gonna trap you with the dynamite stick. Thank you all so much for watching. Have a great one. Bye bye!
Dear God.
That was the best one you've ever done. You almost lost it. You almost gave up on it, but you didn't. That's what I'm proud of you.